I want you to turn in Exodus chapter 3. A message that I really started back in May. And I'm going to read this scripture because it's a good place to begin so we get the setting of it. And then we'll be going to the book of John, the Gospel of St. John. What a precious book. Exodus chapter 3, will you stand please? Exodus chapter number 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Excuse me. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Look down, verse number 11. And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? God had been speaking to him out of the burning bush, the holy God. He took his shoes off. He's standing on holy ground. God gives him some instructions, and he says, Who am I? And I ask myself that same question, Who am I that I should be preaching the Word of God? Who are you that you should be singing songs of Zion? Who are any of us that we could come in the house of God to worship? I'm glad, thank God, we're children of the living God. Amen. And know Him as our personal Lord and Savior. And verse number 11, Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, Certainly, I'll be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, has sent me unto you. What a statement. When you say, Who sent you? Tell them, I am, have sent you. God said moreover unto Moses, Thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations. And so we today, again, looking at that great I am statement and going to look at them in the book of St. John. That I am is a verb tense. It's the tense of the verb to be. I have been always, I am right now, I will always be. I never change. That could be said. When he said, I am that I am. One day Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. But I want you to know he could not say, I am that I am. Only Jesus could say that. Only God can say that. I am that I am. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the privilege we had to pray. Thank you, Lord, that we can come like this in the house of God. Precious babies be dedicated unto you. Parents willing to raise them for Jesus. You've trusted them with them. Help them, encourage them. Then, Lord, for the right family singing and Miss Erica being home. And we thank you for that. We praise your name. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you're helping those that have had surgery recently, and I pray for them and ask you to help them. I pray today now, Lord, that you manifest yourself. Help us to preach for a few moments. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I can do nothing without you. And I confess today that who am I that I should be here? But Lord, you call me by your grace, put me in this place to preach. And so, Father, in thy name and for thy glory, I pray the Holy Ghost illuminate my mind, touch my heart, and touch my lips. And I pray, help me to preach, and we give you glory and praise. Rebuke the devil, power of God work in hearts of those that know not Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want you to turn with me, please, in the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 6. St. John, chapter number 6. In John, we have some great I am statements that Jesus made, and we're looking at those. And you say, well, preacher, we've heard this over and over. You'll never hear it more than you need. Of the I am. I am. Thank God he is the I am. Look at verse number 31, John chapter number 6. Our fathers did eat manna in this desert, as written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. They said, give us that bread. Give us that bread so we'll never hunger again. Jesus said, I am that bread. In the wilderness when Israel was wandering there, they were two things that they needed desperately. They needed food. They needed bread and water, and they needed guidance. Now, he's saying here, I am the bread. And we preached that back in May and talked about it. I'm glad that he is the bread that satisfies the hunger of our soul. People today are looking everywhere trying to find something to satisfy. They hunger for something and know not what they hunger for. But I'm glad, praise God, one day God helped me realize what I hungered for and brought me to Jesus Christ that I might be saved and born in the family of God. Aren't you glad you're a child of God? Amen. Aren't you glad God saved you one day by his marvelous grace, put you in his family? And I'm glad, thank God, that God that never changes, always been, always will be, and he is today, he's the one that saved us, and the devil can't do a thing in the world about it. And I say hallelujah. And praise God, the devil's defeated foe. Jesus Christ is the victor, and we live in him and thank God for him. But today, we come to that great statement of light. I want you to look in chapter 8 of John's gospel. Chapter 8, if you would please. Chapter 8, verse number 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Chapter 9, Gospel of John, and verse number 15. Then again the Pharisees asked him how he received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon my eyes, and I washed and do see. Now, that's not the verse I meant to read, but I'm glad I read it anyway, because God's the one that makes us see. Verse number 5 of chapter 9. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And so Jesus talking about being the light of the world. You remember when Israel was wandering in the wilderness? As they wandered, there was a cloud by day and a cloud of fire by night. They had the guidance they needed. They had the light they needed. They had light when Egypt was in darkness, and that night, and they were chasing them, God sent darkness unto Egypt. But in Israel, they had light, and they kept going forward. That light of fire by night, Shekinah glory, showed them the way. And they were going through on the Red Sea while Egypt was in darkness and could not find their way. But we talk about this special light now. Jesus said, I am the light. I'm glad he is. In chapter 6, he said, I'm the bread. In chapter 4, he talked about it. He's the water of life. He's the satisfying of our soul. But now he said, I am the true light. There are those today that say they have the light. They even, some lodges say about the light, do you see the light? And they claim they have the light. Let me say this to you today. God didn't give the light in lodges nor any other group. God gave the light to the church of the living God. The light is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light. He is the true light. And outside of him, there is no light. Nobody else can give you light except Jesus Christ. And he gives real, true light. I'm glad for the light that's found in Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And he talked about being that true light, and he is that. You that are saved, and I'm saved, then we possess that light, and I thank God for it. I want you to turn with me in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 8. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 8. Listen to what it says. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. I want to read that verse again. I want you to look at it closely, what it says, because I want to read it a different way from what it is, but I'm trying to read it the way that it's written in the Word of God. It's an emphasis that we need to see. For ye were sometimes darkness. He didn't say you were sometimes in darkness. He said you were sometimes darkness. Ye were darkness. And then said, but now are ye light in the Lord. Not that you are in the light, but now you are light. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. He said, while I'm here, I'm the light of the world. When he went away, he said, ye are the light of the world. And ye are being the church, saved, born again people, which are the church. And said, ye are the light of the world. Without the church in the world, you talk about a mess. We'd be in a terrible, horrible mess. It's a mess today, but you take the church out, and you can't even imagine, I can't imagine what it'd be like without the church here. What light the world has today comes from the church. You and I have a great responsibility to let the light shine. You remember Gideon, the story of Gideon? When Gideon was getting ready to fight the Midianites, and he had 600 men left with him and divided them up, and had a torch and put it in a pitcher, an earthen jar. And they got on the three different sides of the enemy. Said, now when I give the signal, when I break my jar, and when I raise my light up and I shout the sword of the Lord and Gideon, then you do the same. Make a great shout. Then when I shout, you shout. And so he got ready for it. There they were in darkness. And all of a sudden, Gideon breaks God tells him to break his jar. He breaks that earthen vessel. By the way, that's a picture of us being broken as people. We need to be broken. The earthen vessel must be broken. If we're haughty and high-minded and think we're something when we're nothing, we're in trouble. Amen. I'm thinking about Saturday, and I appreciate everything that's been done, but I want you to know I'd be nothing without Jesus Christ. I am nothing without him. It's all, he deserves all the glory. How he could take a little old country boy and pick him up and make a preacher out of him, I don't know. But God did. But back to Gideon now, he broke his pitcher, broken vessel, and shouted. And when he did, he shouted that sword of the Lord. And Gideon and the enemy down there, Midian, they got confused. They thought man, they're everywhere coming after us. And they killed each other, run over each other, ran. And Gideon's army went after them, won the battle. I say hallelujah. But they were the light. They had to be the light. And that's how we are in this world. If we don't get our vessels broken so that we can let our light shine, then the light will not shine as it ought to in this world. You and I are the light of the world since Jesus went back to heaven. So we need to understand that. And I pray that God today, if you're not letting your light shine, you'll do that. But remember this, if you are not saved, you don't even have the light. You're not even the light. You're not light. You can't shine because you're not light. But I'm glad one day there's a light lit in me. Hallelujah. That light's flickered, but it's never gone out, that song says. I'm glad, praise God, I have light that God gave me. And I'm nothing in myself, but in Christ Jesus, we are light. We are light. I can't get over that. He said, you are light. Didn't say you're in the light. You are light. I was darkness, groping around, didn't know what I was doing, didn't know where I was going, didn't know where, anything about what to look for. I didn't know where to look because I was in darkness and couldn't find my way. But one day the Holy Ghost light shone in me, hallelujah. And God did a work in me and did a regeneration that only he could do and saved me by marvelous grace. 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light, as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So we need to let that light shine. Walk in that light. 1 Thessalonians 5:4. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that they should overcome you as a thief. And talking about the world, talking about the devil, should overcome you as a thief. You're not in darkness. And that day, talking about the day of the Lord when Jesus shall come, you know that he's coming. The world don't know that. The world's wondering what's going to happen. Israel is fighting another battle and just another sign. Jesus is coming to get his children soon. Maybe today. Today may be the day that shall be made and we'll get out of here. They're shooting missiles over there, but we're going to be shooting people out of here. When Jesus comes, you ever thought about that? How fast that'll be? Zoom. 7 minutes of twinkling of an eye. That's faster than you can blink your eye. We'll be gone. I think that's pretty well shooting now. Amen. I want you to look in 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4. Going the wrong way with it. 2 Corinthians 4. And look at 3. We'll read some verses following. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts. Hallelujah. I put the hallelujah in there. But I'm glad. If the gospel's hid, it's hid to them that are lost. We're saved. You're unsaved today, then the gospel, in a sense, is hid from you because you're not in light. But if you let the Holy Spirit speak as he wants to your heart, and right now, even right now, there's somebody in this house God's speaking to. And he's saying to you, you're lost. You do not light. You're not walking light. You're in darkness. You're groping around. And you need to come to Jesus and find the true light in him and let him light that light in you that you may shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one's looking at myself and God. I want you to think seriously about your situation, where you are. What is your need today? Are you light or are you darkness? Is God saying something to you? Do you need to come to God today? Somebody's already come. These others need to come, but let's stand our feet, heads bowed, eyes closed. We're going to sing a song in just a moment, but get ready to sing. Be ready to sing when I quit praying. This light, walk in the light. You heard, you know that you are light. Now he said walk in light. Father, I pray in Jesus' name the Holy Ghost would make it real to hearts and lives. May individuals see what you said in your word, that we were darkness, but now we are light. And Father, we know that light is the light that you give us. It is Jesus in us, shining through us. And I pray those that know not that light and have not that light would come to the light. Help those who have the light to walk therein. We'll praise you and give you glory for all that you do for us today. In Jesus' name, amen.